Part 8. Quotations. John Wayne Gacy was a pathological liar, diagnosed psychopath, and flamboyant storyteller. Here are some of the top quotations that the world remembers him by, which are as colourful and frightening as he turned out to be. "I should never have been convicted of anything more serious than running a cemetery without a license." "Hell, clowns can go up to broads on the sidelines and squeeze their tits and all the women do is just giggle. You know, clowns can get away with murder." "The dead won't bother you. It's the living you have to worry about." "If you believe you've lived your life the right way, then you do not have nothing to fear." "The only thing they can get me for is running a funeral parlor without a license." "I don't believe in hitting children. I don't believe in spoiling children either." "That one mother that gets on television all the time who thinks I should get 33 injections, I think she ought to take 33 Valiums and go lie down." "I would definitely not be homosexual. I have nothing against what they do, and I don't deny that I've engaged in sex with males, but that I'm bisexual." "I don't remember killing anyone. I could have done it without knowing it. I'm not sure if I did it." "And then the time I was a clown and went to the hospital to visit the children, and I went into a room by myself where a little boy was, and his mother started to cry, and after I visited with the boy, I went out and asked the mother if I had did anything wrong. She said no, it was just that her son had been in there for 6 weeks, and that was the first time she had seen him smile." "Walt Disney is a mentor for me, because I've always enjoyed his creativity." "Keep in mind, the public has been brainwashed, and nearly 80% of what is known about me is fantasy and self-serving theories of the state. But overall, I am an embarrassment of the justice system, because if I am right, then they are wrong, and the killers are still out there. For political reasons, it would be better that I drop dead. Then they could all say what a great job they've done, and nobody else would be pushing for the truth to come out." "No, I don't think that's possible. I think it, after 14 years under truth serum, had I committed the crime, I would have known it. There's got to be something that would click in my mind. I've had photos of 21 of the victims, and I've looked at them all over the years here, and I've never recognized any one of them. If Jeffrey Dahmer doesn't meet the legal test of insanity, God help the one that does meet it. I mean it. It has to be really something. If Jeffrey Dahmer doesn't meet it, then nobody does. And for me, it's a psychological ploy to use. The idea that I'm a homosexual thrill killer, that I stroll down the streets and stalk young boys and slaughter them. Hell, if you could see my schedule, my work schedule, you knew damn well that I was never out there. Some of the guards asked me how I was able to sleep in a house with bodies in it. I half expected them to throw peanuts at me like I was an animal in the zoo. Hey, death row's great. Death row's a fucking blast. I get cable TV, I get phone access anytime I want, I get to paint, I get all these privileges, and nobody fucks with me. On the other hand, the general population, that's for fools and animals. It's a jungle out there, so you're at the mercy of being killed at any moment for anything, and some people just have time to kill. They get petty." Letter from Gacy to a pen pal. "There's been 11 hardback books on me, 31 paperbacks, 2 screenplays, 1 movie, 1 off-Broadway play, 5 songs, and over 5,000 articles. What can I say about it? I have no ego for any of this garbage. Kiss my ass."